Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Right now, we want to talk about schools and the Republicans made their play yesterday and made the call for the schools to be open this fall, and I, for one, was glad to hear it. We bring in Delegate Kirk Cox, longtime delegate, former Speaker of the House. And, Delegate, thanks for being with us this morning. Hope all is well.
Hey, thanks, Gary. It's great to be with you.
So, first of all, let's just get to the meat of the presser yesterday. You guys, several of the Republican leaders in the legislature got together, and you guys are calling for schools to be open 5 days a week this fall. Just expound on that a little bit.
Yeah, we say that should be Virginia's number one priority, to be in the classroom 5 days for students of all ages. And Gary, we feel strongly like the science is clearly there. You know, children rarely transmit COVID between one another and adults. We have seen and heard from parents, especially back in the spring, that the 100% online just did not work. And it particularly didn't work, I think, for a lot of our working families who just had struggles balancing. You had kids alone at home. I know, as a classroom teacher for 30 years, I love being in the classroom. And you could really connect with kids. You knew if they were doing well or not. You could see if they were getting it. And I can't imagine trying to do it 100% remotely. I just don't think that's the right way. And if I can give a quick example, you know, Carrie Corner, who's the Chesterfield delegate, said this yesterday, which I really identified with. Let's take third grade reading. And I think we all know, boy, that's the key. If you're not on grade level in third grade as far as reading goes, you're going to struggle. And I used to see my even senior government kids, when they would struggle was when their reading ability was not what it should be. So think of this. If you lost out in the spring and you're going to lose out again in the fall, you're just not going to ever make that back up. I mean, that's serious stuff. And so I think especially for a lot of our at-risk kids, et cetera, we need to have an option. And we really said that of going back 5 days.
I thought it was interesting seeing that that you were part of this press conference and State Senator Siobhan Dunavant was part of it, bringing a teacher's perspective and a doctor's perspective to this call. I thought it added credibility to what you guys are trying to say.
You know, I appreciate that. We also had Carrie Corner, who has been on a school board for years. We had Jen Kiggins, who's a nurse practitioner. So, and we had, which I thought was really important, we forget this a lot. We had Becky Hay, who is a mom who's been on a school board, who has 20,000 parents in Virginia Beach, who's basically follow her group, Virginia Back to School. So, yeah, you know, we really want to be responsible. We know COVID is serious, but we really do think we can open responsibly.
We're talking to Delegate Kirk Cox. Delegate, I've said all along I have been in favor of 5 days a week. In addition to the fact that the kids learn better in school, in addition to the fact that it causes strain at home in terms of parents who need to work and all that, I have found as a parent, and you tell me as a teacher, in addition to all of that, kids thrive better with a set routine in terms of going to school every day.
You know, you're spot on. I mean, I had four boys, and certainly You know, that is so true. They're used to that routine. And remember, schools today provide so much, whether it be school lunches, whether it provide, you know, school counselors helping kids that day. They have more complex problems, frankly, than we saw in my early career in teaching. I think it's extremely important for them. And what we can't measure, Gary, is how detrimental it was for them not to be in school. And we know with, you know, whether it be child abuse, whether we know just with learning difficulties, et cetera, there was a real toll taken there. Very, very difficult to measure. But I can tell you, I think it was pretty severe. So that routine is extremely important for children.
Obviously, the Northam administration put out some guidance and now has adjusted the guidance. The school systems have kind of been put in a box. They're almost in a very difficult spot as they try to navigate forward on this, aren't they?
You know, they really are. He put out, you know, guidance, 130 pages at first. He's never put out any guidance on how to responsibly open 5 days, which I think that roadmap would be very helpful. So much of being the governor is leadership. It's just stepping up and leading. And he just hasn't done that, I would say, on a whole host of issues, whether it be the testing issue, et cetera. But I think that is spot on. Then we get the sort of half guidance that goes a little bit about what the pediatricians, which of course have come out very strongly for opening. But here I'll give you once again a specific problem, the liability issue. Most of your school systems have risk management offices, and they're going to basically be conservative. They should be. And they're going to say, since the governor put out guidance, I don't care whether it's required or not, you need to go by that guidance. And for your bond rating and, frankly, for your liability piece. And so they're going to be very cautious about 5 days. That's why, for example, and we have solutions. We need to basically help out with the liability piece in the special session. But that's the problem. He didn't lead. And there's such confusion among the localities is that they're just not going to be aggressive as far as the 5 days go.
Delegate, you mentioned the lack of leadership from the North administration. What about just basically putting forward a political agenda in lieu of leading?
Yeah, I mean, I think so much of what's going on has been sort of putting, and it was interesting that he sort of accused us of being political. And boy, you know, I went in the classroom 30 years and just, that was my passion. I've told people all the time, if I had to pick between my two careers, which was more influential, I think it was teaching. And so you mentioned the group that we put together. You know, we just feel very strongly about this. And I think that the governor, you know, just has been very political, I think, especially candidly since the scandal. And I just don't think he's led in so many different areas. And it's not fun to criticize in politics. I'd much rather work with him. But, you know, he needs to lead on this issue because I think parents are calling for it. I think it's what's best for kids. And I don't think there's a more important issue out there right now.
Delegate, we appreciate the time. Keep up the very important work. We appreciate all you do.
Thanks, Gary. Have a great day.
You too. Former Speaker of the House, Delegate Kirk Cox.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.